Hello and happy March. I love when we get to launch the monthly episode on the first day of the month. The OCD in me just gets really excited about that. But anyway, this is your host, Cardzi B. As many of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in Manhattan. I began learning tarot when I was still in grade school, and since then, I've turned that hobby into a tarot practice and creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B, as well as various tarot products and events. So happy Pisces season. We have some really great stuff coming in this month. First of all, later in the month, we have Ostara, and that's the spring equinox and the second Sabbat of the year, which happens on Thursday, March 19th this year. And it's celebrated on the spring equinox because it's when the day and the night are equal in length. And this is considered a time of perfect balance for that reason, of light and shadow, masculine and feminine, being in balance, being equal at that time. Ostara is named after the Germanic goddess who she had the head of a hare or a bunny. So just like how the goddess Bridget Snake was the origin of Groundhog's Day for the snake seeing its shadow originally, Ostara provides the origins of the Easter Bunny, aka witches did it first, just saying. Similarly, the origin of Easter eggs also comes from Ostara, the cosmic egg, so to speak. Contains a balance of, again, male and female, light and dark, in that like dark part, the egg yolk, and the egg white. So if you're decorating an altar for the Ostara Sabbat, eggs, bunnies, bright colored flowers are all great to use. And it's kind of the things, the same way at Yule, a lot of the things that are traditional to Yule then translated later on into Christmas. So it's probably things you're already kind of familiar with because of, you know, Easter being such a commercial holiday around us. And I personally am on the hunt for a plant-based version of Cadbury cream eggs for my altar and for my belly. So if any of you have discovered like a plant-based, healthy Cadbury cream egg, please hit me up. If you're making them, I will buy them from you because that was my childhood delight at Easter and I am now no longer able to eat them. So anyway, enough about Cadbury cream eggs. Let's look at our cards for March. So we have the Pisces ruled moon card, and we touched on this briefly in last week's episode. But let's go a little more deeper into this card. In the OG Smith Rider White deck, the moon card shows these two gray towers with a big full moon between them and a small path running beneath the moon that comes into kind of a small pond or a lake at the front of the card. And this is said to represent the subconscious mind, that body of water, that very Pisces kind of ruled element. And there are two animals on each side of the path in the center of the card, one that's a dog and one that's a wolf. And they're both howling up at the moon. They're both in similar positions and postures. And it's almost like you have to really look to be like, okay, yeah, that one's a dog, that one's the wolf. And, you know, the wolf is considered to be more dangerous compared to the dog. And for that reason, this card is said to represent our light and our shadow, or kind of the wild, the wolf, and the tamed, the dog, elements within all of us. The moon is often about that water energy also creating a reflection, that kind of little pond or lake at the front of the card, mirroring back to us our fears or our traumas. And this is how our shadow surfaces, through mirrors that are out there in the world that present themselves to us. And this is the most important part often of the card, in that, you know, we see these things and then the vital point is, what do we do when we're presented with these reflections? In the Badass Bitches tarot deck, I drew this card as Britney Spears, of course, but I did kind of a two-part Britney in homage to the wolf and the dog. I did half shaved head 2007 meltdown Britney and half sexy iconic slave for you Britney, because at the end of the day, we all have both, and the moon encourages us to look at both so we can accept and integrate our light and our shadow, our dog and our wolf, our sexy Britney and our hot mess Britney, rather than clinging to one and hiding from or running from the other. Numerologically, the moon is the 18th major arcana card, and 1 plus 8 equals 9 when we break them down into the single digits. So it's in the lineage and tied to the nines, also tied to the hermit, the ninth card, the card of introspection. And this is important to remember in Pisces season, as our shadow is likely to be triggered, and that is when we need to be able to use that introspection and go within ourselves versus lashing out, you know, outside of ourselves. I posted on Instagram that Mercury retrograde in Pisces season, which is still going on till this week. It officially ends the 9th, but we have a little shadow period thereafter. But anyway, Mercury retro in Pisces can often feel like spiritual PMS. It's, you know, in that we can find ourselves being triggered by things that may not normally or may not trigger us as heavily in this period. And like that lake in the moon card, these are reflecting our shadow back to us, these triggers. And it's showing us how we're being cruel to ourselves. I was with a friend recently, a little bit ago, and he's always in a drastic hurry. He's that person who basically sprints through the city. He's very fast at doing things, and he prides himself on never being in anyone's way. You know, he's getting ready quickly. He's moving out of the way. He's quickly, you know, dodging out of pedestrian traffic. And we were sitting at dinner, and I watched him start to get visibly annoyed at this woman who was sitting next to us because she was taking a really long time to like gather up all of her layers and her shopping bags and get ready for the cold as she kind of exited her seat to leave the restaurant. And I just like basically looked at him and called him out. I was like, hey, are you in a rush to get out? Do you have to go to the bathroom? Like fully knowing that our check hadn't even come yet. And he's like, no, it's just that took freaking forever. And why is she eating by herself? And this was classic moon card / Merc retro and Pisces vibes. I myself had to take a deep breath because I was now getting triggered by his behavior. And I said, okay, I think maybe the only reason that you just spent so much energy and focus on that lady moving slowly and eating alone is because you would be so upset with yourself if you were in that situation, if you felt that you were on display eating alone, if you were taking too long to clear out of the restaurant so that someone else could get into that place instead of you. And I'm like, be nicer to yourself, babe. And I, on the other hand, who tends to break out in hive rashes when I'm triggered, had to also take a hermit minute, you know, and introspect and realize that I was feeling anxious in this because, like my friend, my past self used to be a lot more judgmental and harsher to myself and therefore to other people out in the world. And I took that minute to forgive my past self and thank her for my evolution and for continuing to work on striking a balance of still speaking my Sagittarian truth, which that's always been my nature. As Sagittarians out there, you know, we're just blunt. You know, people love us or hate us for it. It's in the astro DNA. But like, maybe make it kind. That was kind of the message I was getting from my hermit vibes of like, still speak my truth, still stay true to my character, but like, be kind about it, you know? And afterwards, my friend that I was with laughed and he was like, oh my God, you're so right. Okay, what are we going to order for dessert? And he was like, yeah, thanks for that. You know, it's true. So, okay, that's kind of the hermit and the moon vibes that we're in. So for our second card for March, from the January 2020 yearly overview that I do every New Year's, from this year, we got Knight of Pentacles for March. So in the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck, the Knight of Pentacles is shown sitting on top of his horse, kind of looking at this big gold pentacle coin in his hand. And the horse doesn't look like it's in motion like some of the other knights or some of the other cards, because this knight isn't in a rush. He's more methodical, kind of plotting and planning his upcoming course. And the field behind him, you can see, has been meticulously plowed and manicured. It looks like when my mom mows the front lawn. It is OCD Virgo perfect, showing that the Knight of Pentacles has put a lot of legwork and is willing to do what it takes to actualize his dreams. Since court cards are assigned to elements and not planets or constellations, knights are ruled by air and pentacles are ruled by earth. And as I mentioned in last month's Ask Card ZB episode, knights are the second life phase of the court cards. So after the pages, which are like the kids or children, the knights are the teenagers of the deck. So this is kind of that flowing and logical air energy making our way through the material or earthly worlds, kind of finding your ground in that, like a teenager working with that air and earth energy, finding kind of your path, plowing that field. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, I drew this card as Mindy Kaling because, one, I love her, and she is one hardworking badass bitch. Like, who doesn't love Mindy Kaling? And two, she's been quoted in interviews basically saying that historically there should have been no reason for someone of her age, gender, and ethnicity to be this successful in Hollywood. But she put in that hard work and knew that she could make her dreams happen. And that is very Knight of Pentacles vibes. So this month is all about staying on task, knowing where we're putting in that groundwork to allow those pentacles and that abundance and success to flow in as a result of our focus, our drive, and our work ethic. And finally, for our card of the week, let's take a look. Nine of Cups. Yes to this on so many levels. All right, so in the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck, this card shows this guy sitting on a wooden bench with his arms folded, but he's got a smile on his face. I'm always like, are his arms folded? Because it's probably hella uncomfortable to be sitting on that bench for too long, but he is smiling. He's happy. There's this big curved banquet kind of table behind him with these nine golden shiny cups displayed across the table. And this is really the card of emotional fulfillment. We think of cups, it's that water energy. Again, very Pisces, that emotional fulfillment. Gratitude for the manifestations that are coming in or on the way in. And this card is often called throughout tarot the wish card. So everybody, you know, when you know tarot, you love Nine of Cups. You're like, okay, good things coming. And for that reason, in the Badass Bitches tarot deck, I made this card my mom because she's truly the most thoughtful and generous person I know. And she would literally do anything for me, really grant any wish, which is very Nine of Cups. And it's crazy that I pulled this card because my mom and I are taking kind of a girls trip to New Orleans this week, and I'm really happy to have that Nine of Cups energy leading the way into that. Astrologically, this card is ruled by Jupiter, and you know that's the planet of opportunity and expansion and the giver of gifts, and it's in our current emotional and intuitive sign of Pisces. So it's that Jupiter in Pisces vibe of granting wishes and opportunities based on kind of what we're manifesting from a more emotional and intuitive place. Numerologically, the Moon card, which is also tied to the Hermit. Interesting because we're getting a lot of nines this week, which are both about introspection and completion of cycles. So Nine of Cups is really about going within and getting really clear on what it is we want in order to manifest and magnetize those things, those people, those opportunities towards us. And Nine of Cups energy, it's really important to be both specific in what we're manifesting this week and also to express gratitude for what we already have, as that allows that Jupiter and Pisces energy of this card to really work to its full capacity. So this is a shorter episode because we did a lot of that kind of Pisces and Moon energy already, but I did want to get you all of our cards for the month and cards of the week. So before we head out, let's quickly recap. We're officially in the height of Pisces season, which means we're working with that Pisces ruled Moon card, reminding us to reflect on triggers this month that can actually be a blessing in disguise, because often they can serve as opportunities to heal and integrate our own light and shadow. Like the Moon card in Badass Bitches Tarot, we all have that shaved head meltdown Brittany and sexy iconic Brittany. And this month also brings us our second card of the Knight of Pentacles for March, the Mindy Kaling card, reminding us that rolling up our sleeves and really putting in that hard work in what we love will generate big rewards. And this week we have Nine of Cups, aka the Wish card, working with that Jupiter in Pisces energy to bring in what we're manifesting. Giving gratitude and being specific with the universe really helps make the most of this week's card with Nine of Cups. So some quick announcements before we head out. Instagram Lives, still 7:30 Eastern time. If you haven't tuned in the past, I always say these are a great chance to kind of get your taste of what a reading with me looks like. I do as many free live mini readings throughout the time period for the Instagram Live as I can. You can also send questions through in advance if you're not able to attend, and I'll make sure I get to them throughout the segment. And that'll be up for 24 hours. So even if you can't attend, you can watch it after. And as I mentioned, I am going to be in New Orleans this coming week. So if you're based there and you've been wanting an in-person reading with me, please check out badassbitchestarot.com or DM me for availability. I am offering a select few readings while I'm there with my mama. And I have some other really fun events coming up. Dates are still pending. So stay tuned for the times and locations. I'm always posting that at CardsyB on Instagram and badassbitchestarot.com. So stay tuned for those. Some good stuff coming in March and April. Thank you again so much for listening. Happy Ostara, happy Pisces season, and as always, stay magical AF.